Divine Plan program presents The Beautiful Harmony of the Scriptures. Enjoy the rich experience of discovering the truth of the Bible. The Lord says, "Come, let us reason together."
Grace and peace unto all who love the Heavenly Father and His dear Son, the world's Redeemer. The Divine Plan program now presents
shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
With enthusiasm we sing, "Lift up your heads, desponding pilgrims. Give to the winds your needless fears. He who hath died on Calvary's mountain is come to reign 1,000 years. Our King has returned to deliver, first his bride early in the millennial morning, and in due time, the remainder of the human family throughout his 1,000-year reign. The signs given by our Lord are being observed by the watchers in this glad day so long foretold. Those not watching are unaware of the transition from the second dispensation to the third. The gospel light, pictured by the sun, has been darkened with the theory of evolution, higher criticism, and the like. The sacrifices during the law dispensation, pictured by the moon, are considered by many as being bloody and barbaric. The inspired teachings of the apostles, pictured by the stars, are not believed by many. The social conditions, pictured by the earth, are causing distress in every nation. The restless masses of mankind, clamoring for their real and fancied rights, pictured by the sea and the waves roaring, and the shaking of the powers in the ecclesiastical realm, pictured by heaven, are causing the hearts of many to fail them for fear. Christian soldiers who have on the whole armor of God will not fear, even though they are being attacked by the adversary, by principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, wicked spirit beings, and also by flesh and blood. The whole armor of God will enable the fully consecrated to stand in this evil day. Paul exhorted,
"Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel."
Our master teacher exhorted, as recorded in Luke chapter 21, verses 34 through 36,
"And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man."
Christians who are watching and praying escape the fear and distress coming upon all who are overcharged with the cares of this life. By taking heed to themselves and watching current events, they are aware that the glad millennial day so long foretold has begun. Heavenly Father is the refuge of all who have entered into covenant relationship with Him. Therefore, these will not fear when they see the social order, pictured by the earth, being removed, and when they see the kingdoms, pictured by mountains, being carried into the midst of the restless masses of mankind, pictured by the sea. Almighty Creator is giving special assistance to His faithful, consecrated children during the early morning hours of the millennial day. His word of truth, rightly divided, makes them glad. In Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 through 5, we read,
"God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Assurance is given in verse 9 of this same psalm that the time will come when wars will forever cease. All implements of war will be destroyed.
Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow, and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Those watching and praying appreciate these promises of the Heavenly Father. They rise above the clouds of trouble encircling the earth and see the Son of Man in great glory exercising his kingly authority.
At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time.
The prophet Joel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, also describes this trouble which is being experienced by the world during this millennial morning now dawning.
Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them.
Since our King has begun to exercise his power, the adversary, pictured by that old serpent, is struggling to hold on to his usurped position as God of the second dispensation. The adversary and the demons are responsible for much of the evil in the earth. These fallen angels were restrained in chains under darkness until the beginning of the millennial age, the Great Judgment Day. Since we have entered the time of the Great Judgment Day, the restraint upon them is being gradually removed. This gives them an opportunity to manifest their present heart condition in this time of their judgment. The fallen angels who have repented will be restored to fellowship with God. The demons who do not repent will be destroyed in the second death. This is a death from which there will be no resurrection. Even though the world is full of trouble, King Jesus, who has come to reign, is in full control. As prophesied by Daniel, chapter 2, verse 44, God's kingdom under Christ's administration for 1,000 years is breaking in pieces and consuming all kingdoms out of harmony with righteousness.
And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Christ's reign will continue until he has put all enemies under his feet. Adamic death will even be destroyed. How thankful we are for the assurance that death itself will die. King Jesus can be fully entrusted with the power which has been given to him to destroy all enemies. He demonstrated his loyalty to his Father by being willing to die on Calvary's mountain. The man Christ Jesus, at his first advent, gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. At the time he died, the ransom price was deposited in the hands of justice. Down through the gospel age, some with faith have benefited by that costly sacrifice. As soon as the merit of Christ has passed through all the consecrated of the gospel age, the ransom price will be paid over to justice. The new covenant will then be sealed with the precious blood of Christ. By dying on the cruel cross, the natural descendants of Abraham, who were under a double condemnation because of their inability to keep the law, have the opportunity to benefit by the ransom for all. The one costly sacrifice of the man Christ Jesus was sufficient to purchase both Jews and Gentiles. From the first advent of Jesus until the present, only a few have availed themselves of the privilege of becoming associates with King Jesus in his kingdom. To these few, Jesus said,
"Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also."
During the gospel age, some in the proper heart condition have been drawn to the dear Redeemer by the Heavenly Father. Many who accepted Jesus have been called, through the operation of God's Holy Spirit, to become the bride of Christ. Of the many called, a few have accepted by making a full consecration. These were begotten of the Spirit to the divine nature. The selection of the bride of Christ was illustrated by Abraham sending his servant to select a bride for Isaac. The servant journeyed to the land of Abraham's kindred. After arriving, Rebekah drew water for Abraham's servant and the camels. The servant was very thankful that things went so well with him, and he worshiped the Lord.
And there was set meat before him to eat. But he said, I will not eat until I have told mine errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. And Sarah, my master's wife, bare a son to my master when she was old, and unto him hath he given all that he hath. And my master made me swear, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my father's house and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And now, if ye will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me. And if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceedeth from the Lord. We cannot speak unto thee bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before thee. Take her and go, and let her be thy master's son's wife as the Lord hath spoken. It came to pass that when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. The servant brought forth jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. And they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10. After that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah. And said unto her, Wilt thou go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah their sister and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them.
The Heavenly Father is pleased when one promptly accepts his offer through the operation of the Holy Spirit to become the bride of Christ. Those who become the bride of Christ will become the mother, so to speak, of thousands of millions, that is, all the willing and obedient of Adam's family. The journey of Rebekah on the camel to the home of Isaac pictured the long journey of the church down through the gospel age to the heavenly home prepared by our dear Redeemer for his bride. The camel pictured the Word of God which has supported the church on her journey to be united with her bridegroom. Thank you. the prospective bride has been exhorted to rightly divide the word of truth. She has been warned against false teachers, pictured by wolves in sheep's clothing.
Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strife not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Those who rightly divide the word of truth and shun the teachings of false shepherds are led by the good shepherd, Jesus, under the direction of the great shepherd, our Heavenly Father, who overrules all things so that they work together for the highest spiritual welfare of His children.
Whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it, lest haply after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, going to make war against another king, sitteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great way off, he sendeth an ambassage and desireth conditions of peace. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple.
Everyone who says, I will go, makes a full consecration to the Heavenly Father. At that moment, he is justified to life by faith and begotten of the Spirit to the divine nature. The merit of Christ, imputed to the fully consecrated, is illustrated by the robe of Christ's righteousness which covers our human imperfections. It is necessary to keep our robe clean. A provision has been made which enables one to remove spots which get on the robe. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. The wise virgins keep their robes clean by coming to the Heavenly Father through their advocate whenever a spot is seen. Those who keep their robes white and clean are pleasing to their Father. some who are virgins, espoused to Christ, become careless and overcharged with the cares of this life. They allow many spots to accumulate on their robes. When relegated to the great company class, one loses his anointing, but not his begetting. Eventually, these foolish virgins are forced to make a decision. Great tribulation experiences cause them to call upon the Heavenly Father through their advocate, and by so doing, they wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb. They will be born of the Spirit and will serve before the throne. After the full union of the bridegroom to his bride, the bridesmaids, who are styled the foolish virgins, will be resurrected to enjoy the marriage festivities. Shortly thereafter, children will be born. The first children of the Christ will be the resurrected ancient ones of old who exercise faith, from Abel to John the Baptist. The life will come from our dear Redeemer, but his bride will be associated with him in this work. In Psalm chapter 45, verse 16, we read, "Instead of thy father shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth." In due time, all the willing and obedient of the world of mankind will also become children of the Christ. This work of giving life to the world will progress throughout the mediatorial reign. During that happy time, the Spirit and the bride will say, "Come," to the groaning creation. Whosoever will may partake of the water of life freely. The highway of holiness will be a bridge, so to speak, which will go from death up to life. Under the direction of the Christ, the obedient may pass over the highway of holiness, thus gaining perfect human life. Those who refuse to clean up from sin will die the second death. They will go out of existence. When the 1,000 years expire, the kingdom will be turned back to God, the Grand Father, so that he may be all in all. Throughout eternity, restored mankind will sing praises of thanksgiving to their grandfather, who so loved them that he gave his only begotten Son to die for them, thus making it possible for them to gain life because of the ransom for all. It is to tell the meek that earth's great jubilee has begun, and that soon the highway of holiness will be opened. All who have come in under the one anointing of the Spirit have this privilege. The one anointing which came upon our Lord and Head, Christ Jesus, reached his body members on the day of Pentecost. 3.5 years later, the first Gentiles came in under this one anointing of the Spirit. As each one since that time comes into Christ, he comes in under the anointing of the Spirit. The anointed are to comfort those who mourn and to bind up the brokenhearted. The faithful delight to tell others that the door to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is still open. The facts indicate that the harvest work is still progressing and will progress until all the wheat has been gathered and the tares burned. One proof of this is Israel's blindness in part. The natural descendants of Abraham, represented by the fig tree, are back in their homeland to stay. Our Lord's parable of the fig tree, recorded in Luke chapter 21, verses 29 through 31, is very timely.
And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
After the First World War, which started in 1914, the colonial empires began to disintegrate. Many new nations, pictured by all the trees, have been established. Israel, pictured by the fig tree, became a nation among the nations in the year 1948. Even though Israel will not again be uprooted from her homeland, that tiny nation will experience more trouble before divine intervention brings peace to the whole earth. Our Lord, as recorded in Matthew chapter 24, verse 22, assures us that all flesh will not be destroyed. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for, or by the elect Christ, head and body members, those days shall be shortened. It is the responsibility of the anointed to tell the meek the reason for and the outcome of the world's greatest time of trouble. At the time the trouble is stopped, the earthly phase of the kingdom will be established. The feet members of Christ are to proclaim the message of liberty, which will come in due time to the captives still partially alive in the prison yard of death, and of the time to come when those locked up in the prison house of death will be awakened from their sleep and started up the highway of holiness. Earth's great jubilee, which lasts for 1,000 years, has begun. This was typified by Israel's jubilee every 50 years after they entered the Promised Land.
Thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year, and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possessions, and ye shall return every man unto his family.
After they had observed, or attempted to observe, 19 jubilees, the natural descendants of Abraham were taken captive, and the great silent cycle pointing to the beginning of Earth's great jubilee began to count. Since entering the period of time called the Messianic Age, those in the prison yard, condemned to death, but not actually dead, are demanding their real and their fancied rights. They want their liberty now. Of course, this causes trouble in this beginning of the times of restitution. More trouble will come before the people as a whole are ready to accept the kingdom arrangements. Satan is still blinding the eyes of understanding of many. The demons have taken control of some who have broken down their wills by use of drugs. Never before has there been so much trouble all over the world. This trouble is being permitted because it is teaching mankind the exceeding sinfulness of sin. The lessons being learned will prepare some to accept the arrangements of the earthly phase of the kingdom. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, we are reminded that the thousand-year day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night, in the which the ecclesiastical and social arrangements out of harmony with the kingdom will be destroyed. The kingdom of God under Christ's administration for the thousand years will replace these. When fully set up, the kingdom for which we pray will consist of the heavenly phase and an earthly phase. Clouds of trouble now obscure the rising sun of righteousness to those not watching and praying. As soon as the bride of Christ is complete, it will be full sunrise. The great time of trouble will be stopped shortly thereafter. Then the beams from the sun of righteousness will begin to dispel the darkness of ignorance and superstition. Our Lord. The Father has turned his face toward the groaning creation by the sending of his dear Son to earth the second time to accomplish the restitution of all things.
Those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass, that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people.
After the highway of holiness is opened, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
They shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble, for they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and dust shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord.
Jesus will use the key of death to set at liberty the prisoners condemned to death, but still walking around in the prison yard. In the course of time, he will use the key of hell, Hades, to release and set free the prisoners who are actually dead. The sun of righteousness will shine into every dark corner of the earth. All mankind will be enlightened. At evening time, that is, by the close of the thousand-year day of the Lord, it will be completely light or perfect. In Zechariah chapter 14, verses 6 and 7, we read, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but it shall be one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night. But it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light." The restitution or restoration of all the willing and obedient will then be fully accomplished by the close of the thousand-year messianic age. Restitution or resurrection age starts with the beginning of Christ's thousand-year presence. The many signs in the earth indicate that the first resurrection is in progress. Shortly after the seventh or last trump began to sound, the sleeping saints were resurrected with glorious divine spirit bodies.
I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Since we have entered the morning of the Messianic Age, the feet members, upon finishing their earthly course faithfully in death, are changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. They cease from their labors, but the kingdom work engaged in on this side the veil follows with them. It is still the privilege of the feet members to announce the reign of Christ begun.
Upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye when the Lord shall bring again Zion.
The more than overcomers will have the privilege of reigning with Christ. Have you been blessed by a better understanding of the Bible? Do you have a desire to know and do the Heavenly Father's will? The 88-page book entitled The Divine Plan of the Ages has been a blessing to Bible students for more than 100 years. The 16 Bible studies enable the Christian to study the Bible topically and dispensationally. One of the studies explains the chart of the ages. A free copy of the Divine Plan of the Ages will be sent to each one requesting it, without obligation. Please invite your friends to also tune in Divine Plan next week at the same time. The announcer will now give the mailing address.
The Divine Plan program is presented by the Fort Worth Bible Students in cooperation with Bible students throughout the world. For the free literature offered on the program, please write to Divine Plan, Post Office Box 4085, Fort Worth, Texas, 76164. There is no obligation. Please mail your request to Divine Plan, Post Office Box 4085, Fort Worth, Texas, 76164. That address again is Divine Plan, Post Office Box 4085, Fort Worth, Texas, 76164. May you be blessed as you study the Scriptures daily, rightly dividing the Word of Truth.